Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right. Hey, folks, welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. Glad to be back here with y'all this morning. As usual, I'm here and got the professor with me. Professor Barlow, how you doing this morning?
Doing outstanding. We had an inch of rain, so I'm always happy after an inch of rain in May.
Getting rain in May, man, it was a good deal right there. I tell you, we had a big week in Florida, all kind of crazy stuff happening as usual. And, you know, our governor, I saw he even signed a bill that supposed to save dogs' lives during the next storm. Don't leave your dog behind. I guess some old boy left his dog tied up along the interstate, you know, and he just went ahead and evacuated. So no more of that. If you leave behind,
taking care of the important things, you know. So
hey, if you leave that dog behind, make sure you take the collar off, and if he's got one of them chips, you're gonna need to extract that. I mean, I guess they can
find that under a certain level of earth. You know, is it 2 feet, 3 feet? Yeah. How many feet before you below the chip level?
Yeah, you better wrap that dog in a lead casket and bury him, I guess. I don't know, but, you know, I tell you, the fines, it's like a $10,000 fine or something. I mean, it's a big deal. So.
Oh, man. Well, you know, people with their dogs and cats, you know, we don't have kids anymore, so we got to have something to worry about. So
I tell you what, you go over there to Marion County and mess with a horsewoman's dog, you better watch out.
That's for the horsewoman's horse, boy.
Oh, man. Yeah, you'd be I can't think of a worse fate for a person if they did something like that. But,
oh, wow.
Man. Hey, yeah. I tell you what, Doug, I got some good feedback. You know, we did that little riddle about a week
ago. Yeah.
And, you know, it's trying to make it a little challenging. And people told me, they're like, man, I enjoyed that riddle. So I've taken it a step further, and I put together, I'm telling you, this is going to be a good one. It's kind of a paragraph riddle here, and it's got a lot of clues.
Okay.
A lot of clues, but, you know, you got that extensive. I just got a master's degree. I kind of just went through with that master's degree. But you got
a bigger fool than you.
I think you got multiple master's degrees and a PhD and no telling what else in there. So we're going to lean on you.
I can be unemployed with a superiority complex.
Yeah. Exactly. So we're going to lean on you with all that superior intellect and intelligence. So let me lay this riddle on you. And, you know, again, you know, be thinking about kind of the, you know, what our show's about and that kind of thing. And then cipher on this thing and tell me what you come up with. You ready?
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. All right. On Florida's sunlit ridge, sprout cookie cutter houses, each with an extra garage fridge. No mouse or coaster claims any fame, but golf carts glide where wild once reigned. More ladies dwell than men, it is said. Squares of merry dance hide whispered dread. For running rampant are particular ills, where love's excess requires antibiotic pills. 50,000 acres of once beast and bird are Florida acres lost, wildlife no longer heard. Where am I?
Well, if it wasn't so much Florida in the poem there, I would say you're in Hollywood, California, Little Havana.
Close. Well, you in the right state. I mean, you're not in California, but
no, I can't say DC. FSU.
Hey, I like that. FSU campus, there's more ladies than men.
But not 50,000 acres, more like a couple of acres.
Yeah, thank God they didn't waste 50,000 acres on that travesty.
Steve, there went 75% of our viewers.
Yeah, we just lost half our viewers. Yeah, over half our viewers. You want me to read it one more time for you?
Can I get a hint? No, I remember it now. Okay. Now, you say more ladies than men. Does that mean more girls than boys?
There you go. Well, so, you know, there's a reason. You know, if you look at any mammal population, there tends to be excess males in the birth rate because they're lost quicker, but they also don't live as long. So think about
that. I'm with you. The villages.
All right. The villages right there, boy. Man, what an interesting place that is. I try to stay out of there, boy.
I've never been there, but I know people that come from there. You know.
So. Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Good deal. Hey, a lot of things happening this week, Professor Barlow, but what are you seeing?
You'd be so proud of me. You know, I have walked through that journalism building at UF many times, you know, because I'll date myself. When I went there, physics was in Williamson Hall. So we walked through that building a lot between Wright's Union and I guess the stadium there. And I think some of that journalism rubbed off on me. I don't know what they did in that building, but I pulled one today, Steve. You will see. You know, I was thinking, as wild as this crap is in Florida, I might take a peek at what's going on up in Georgia. Are you with me?
Yeah. Georgia, you know, Georgia kind of extends down into North Florida. It's kind of one and the same. So you're going to get some good stuff.
My investigations were not in vain. Okay. So this comes to us from the Atlanta airport. So, you know, every Southerner goes through the Atlanta airport, you know. So when Jesus returns for Southerners, he'll come through the Atlanta airport. So everybody knows a little bit about it. So and unfortunately, this happened to Delta. And I'll just read the headline. Diarrhea dilemma. Delta flight returns to Atlanta due to crappy situation.
Oh man! You said the D word. That's all it takes. That D word.
And this is the travel season. Let's give a little advice to our listeners out there. And I don't know about you, Steve, but when I'm taking an airline flight, I find that restroom in that terminal, and before I get on that plane, I go through to that latrine, and I do all the business I can do before I get on the plane. Are you with me?
Without being too graphic, I got you.
I do all the business I can do before I get on that plane. You know what I'm saying? Because once you get on that plane, you know, there's kind of nowhere to go. So some old boy got on a Delta flight to Barcelona, Spain, and I guess he had eaten 5 tacos, 6 boiled eggs, and a half a case of beer before he got on. And you can go to TikTok and get a video of this. It's not for the faint of heart, I warn you. But I guess he was sitting at the back, Steve, and the latrine was at the very front.
Oh, man.
So they got airborne, and he had a choice, I think. I can let it rip here, or I can make a run for it down the aisle. And Steve, he chose to make a run for it. And this old boy shat all over that aisle, that airplane.
I know this started out there in Atlanta, but this could be Florida man. We don't know, right?
We don't know. It didn't say, they did not put the person's name, because it is not an illegal act to shite all over an airplane. There's no mugshot.
No, that's like a physiological occurrence. I mean,
but it was so bad, Steve, they had to return to Hotlanta, and there is a recording out there of the pilot, you know, and it went something like this. Atlanta, we have to return. We have a biohazard situation. One of our passengers has gotten diarrhea and has apparently shat all over the place.
Boy, that's an epic.
Negative. It's just a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger had diarrhea all the way through the airplane, so they wanted to come back to Atlanta.
That's an epic event. And so the stewardesses, they did an outstanding job. They laid some stuff over it. And when they landed, the flight crew had to replace all the carpet, not some of it, but all. But I heard they sprayed vanilla deodorant, vanilla flavored or scented deodorant on it. And some of the passengers said on the ride back, it then smelled like vanilla shite.
Oh, man. All right, folks, if you get, you know, they need to replace the carpet on some of them Delta planes, I'm going to tell you. So, you know, probably not overdue.
Well, that one got it that day. I'm sure it was not a job envied by many people. Boys, get in that thing and replace that carpet ASAP.
I tell you, if you get on one of them Delta planes here in the next week or two and you smell a strong hint of vanilla, you might want to use that hand sanitizer on that day.
So, folks, do as much business as you can before you get on the plane for your trip.
I tell you, the level of content that we are bringing on a consistent basis, you even get travel tips. I mean, you ought to be taking notes every time this podcast comes on to get them travel tips. You know, all of my years, I've flown all over the world, Douglas, and there's nothing like going through that TSA process in Atlanta. It's an experience.
Did they check that you're about to explode with diarrhea or not?
They
got that screen that can see.
Well, I would more describe it as they might could bring on a case of diarrhea just through their process. Like, you might be doing fine when you start that TSA line, but when you get to the end, you might have some case of something come up, because it is crazy. The last time I went through it, there was a gentleman there, one of them, you know, he had the badge, a TSA badge, right?
Right.
And this is in Atlanta, okay, so you can kind of picture Atlanta. And he, you know how they give you like a little speech as you're coming up to drop off, you know, and clean out your pockets. Well, he was giving a briefing to everybody in line, and he had a briefing for the females and the males. And it basically, he said, he told them females, he said, now ladies, you need to remove that jewelry, all that jewelry, any jewelry that you have on your person, get that jewelry off. And there was a lot of confusion because not everybody's from Georgia in that line. You got to understand, you know, people from all over the world. And so I was helping out with some of the ladies interpreting for them and like, hey, you know, what he was saying. But then the rest of it, he went on for the males in line at the TSA line and kind of prepping us as we coming up there. And he kind of shifted over and he's like, gentlemen. You need to empty all your pockets. You know, you got them cargo pants, all these pockets, every pocket. And he said, now what you need to do, he said, there's that triangle pocket up there at the top of your pants. You know, you got that little triangle pocket. And down in that triangle pocket, down deep in that triangle pocket, there's that one thin dime. That one thin dime down in that triangle pocket. And he said, you're going to miss that dime, and that's going to get you a pat down. You're going to get that pat down. So, you know, it was one of the best briefings I've ever had on that approach. You're approaching that metal detector. By the time we got up there, all the jewelry was off, and I had checked that little triangle pocket. Yeah, I had never checked it, you know, in my jeans, but it made that line just so much more efficient. But I like to think that I helped because I was there kind of interpreting his speech, you know, for several members in the line that just didn't understand what he was talking about, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, so, hey, I got, you know, I had to, like you say, do my journalisming. It's a tough job, and I did everything I could to pull out one story. Because we ain't got much time this morning, but I pulled out one story I want to share with our listeners because I try to keep everybody, you know, informed of what kind of things are going on here in Florida. Something else I want to add, Professor, and we haven't even mentioned this to anybody, but and maybe nobody will believe this, but you and I, we never discuss what we're going to talk about before we go and hit record.
Never, never. I had no idea we were both going to have an airplane story.
We never know. And no. The thing that's also interesting is we kind of focus on Florida stories, but we have never had the same story. You do your...
There's too much. It's like stars in the sky.
Yeah, you do your research, I do my research, and then once a week we get together and boom, just roll into it.
Right.
And we have never had a problem where we're like, oh, we're both talking about the same story. It just has never happened. But I got a good one for y'all today, and this is coming from up there in Escambia County. I believe that's up there.
Now I should interject. Sheriff Judd may have talked about one of our stories.
I tell you, he's the master. Someday we're going to get him on the show. But, hey, this one's coming again. This is from the Escambia Sheriff's Office, okay?
Okay, all right.
So I'm not reading from this. This is straight from their Facebook page. So this is straight from Escambia County. I'm just telling you like it is. And here's how the post starts out. It says, and this is from Escambia County Sheriff, that's not your name, and that's not your truck. All right? So what
I know where this is going.
Yeah. What we got going on here, you know, you go to buy a new vehicle, and I don't know about you, Douglas. I try not to buy a new car very often, but when I do, you know, you go to the dealer, and there's certain things they're going to need to see, right? They're going to need to see an identification. They're going to maybe need to know your Social Security number. They're going to do certain amount of due diligence before they just let you drive out there with that brand new Ford pickup. Now, unless you just rolling in there with cash money or something, but this particular lady, Florida woman, she was not rolling in with cash money. And anyway, she come rolling in there and she told him, she's like, hey, my name is Brandy. And Brandy Michelle Neal. She didn't have a car, so I think she must have, you know, Ubered up in there or something. And she had her eye on a particular truck there, and a bright red truck, a Chevy Silverado. Anyway, she gets on in there and just gives them a fake name, the whole thing, and then has the audacity to pose with the vehicle. And it's Florida woman. We're going to get this picture up. I promise you, if you go, if you watch this on YouTube, because you got to see that. When you see this picture, the first instant thought you're going to have, Florida woman. That's the first thought. No doubt about it. You get up there in North Florida, Florida woman. I tell you that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, right. So we got her. She poses with it with a big ribbon, you know, like almost like it's a present and all that kind of stuff, you know, gets her picture taken. And then she puts it on the Instagrams, right? You know, with everything. Well, of course, you know how this story's going to end. I hate it. They all have to end this way. But the good folks at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, again, the detectives using that internet and that social media, right? Well, you know,
in the end of many a player.
It ends many a player, that social media. So she gets it on the Instagram. She rolls on out of there. Well, you know, it don't take them another couple of hours. They figure out they've been, you know, bamboozled here. And this person ain't even real. And the money didn't come through. And the truck's gone, right?
Oh.
So, you know, she takes the truck on home, you know, and she, you know, showing it off to her friends and everything. She's having a big time. Well, they track, you know, these new trucks, Douglas, they track you. They know where you are.
They got that OnStar.
Yeah. They got that OnStar. They say it for your safety, but that ain't what that's about. So they know where the truck is. So they just go ahead and send the old recovery vehicle out there or one of the line boys with an extra key or whatever. Well, he goes out there and takes the truck and brings it on back to the dealer, right? And they find the truck, bring it on back. Well, Miss Brandy, she steps out of the single wide trailer and her truck has been stolen. So what does she do?
Calls the Escambia County Sheriff's Department.
Bingo. There you go. And of course, by this time, they already on to the deal. And so they oblige her to help her find that missing vehicle, right? They told her, hey, we will come out and personally help you look for that truck. Just, you know, hang. just hang loose right there. We coming with a search team, and we gonna help you with finding your missing vehicle. You know, and so anyway, as you can imagine how that turned out, they put them horizontal stripes on her real quick. And the other thing that was kind of interesting about this, her actual name is China White. C-H-Y-N-A, China White, and she's on Facebook. Y'all go check her out and, you know, give her a thumbs up or whatever. I don't know if she's on there right now. She might still be in the Escambia County lockup. But anyway, they found out who she really is. And, you know, it's kind of like them old boys you had last week. You know, they were new to area.
Right.
The sheriff's office helped them out. Well, the sheriff's office helped her out finding that lost truck.
But, you know, their credit checking machine must not be that good at the Chevrolet place, you know. So I guess they gave her a loan or what, or whatever, or was she just test driving it? I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, when you see this picture, Professor Barlow, you're going to see how smooth a person like this must be. And I'm saying that with the most sarcasm I can put on it, because I'm going to tell you, if she walked into my dealership, I would triple check her. I'm going to tell you.
That's a weird one. Absolutely. Usually you can't drive away with free trucks, you know, but I guess they give so many loans. You got to get a loan. So many people have loans for them that something went through and they thought it worked out. But
Yeah, well, it worked out for a short amount of time. But
it went good until she called the sheriff's department.
Yep. Well, you know, a hot new vehicle like that's, you know, it got stolen. I mean, I just bad luck for her, you know. But, you know, I tell you, since we started this journalism in Douglas, I have a whole newfound respect for all of our sheriff's departments in the state of Florida and what they have to put up with, what they do on a daily basis. And I know you remember, but I ran right out and joined that FSA, that Florida Sheriff's Association. And we're not sponsored by anybody. We independent journalists.
No, in general. But
it's a good organization. They do a lot of good things. I encourage all our listeners to join, because, like I say, we just give y'all a sample every week of what they have to put up with.
And, well, imagine the stories they have after like 10 years or 20 years of working. The stories they have must be amazing. It's just unbelievable. It's just
We've been doing this for about 3 months.
It's already blowing our minds. We're already ready to quit. Yeah. We're already burned out from the stress.
I'm already thinking I might have that PTSD. Good grace.
Well, you know, that's how it is today, folks. Don't eat 6 tacos before you get on that flight to Barcelona, Spain. You know, make sure you pay for the truck before you drive to the house, you know. And if you break the law, don't call the sheriff's department.
Hey. And if you don't pay for the truck, at least park it in back of the single wide trailer. Don't park it out front with a bubble. Hey, it's been another good week here in Florida, and the temperature's warming up as we know.
Oh.
It's just getting juicy. It's getting juicy now. We're going to stay on it. We'll bring y'all some more next week. So we appreciate it. And we'll see you soon, and keep it Florida. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast. All rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.